Welcome to the ASU Sports Business Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the latest episode of the ASU Sports Business Podcast. Thanks for joining us again for this episode. My name is Gabriel Jala. I am your host and founder of Africa Sports Unified. In today's episode, I'm so pleased to be joined by the legendary Mimi Fawaz, who is a esteemed and renowned journalist who focuses, of course, on African football and has worked for the likes of the BBC, Sky Sports, BBC World News. She's featured on the CNN, ESPN, all across. Mimi's been there. She's a host as well for the CAF Awards and does so much in terms of African football. And so in this episode, of course, as we head to the end of AFCON, we will focus on AFCON and the importance of it and just how much the media and global attention helps to build the profile of the competition and just what that demand signals for maybe future competitions. And so, as always, before I finish and get into the podcast, if you haven't done so already, please do follow us on social media, and most importantly, subscribe and give us a rating on our podcast. It really does help us. So yeah, enough from me, and I hope that you enjoy this episode. Hi Mimi, welcome, good to see you. How are you?
Good, Gabriel, thanks for having me. I'm here at Abidjan, Ivory Coast, for AFCON, and it's been really great being here.
No, it looks really good. All your coverage as well that you've been doing looks really exciting. And I've spoken to other people before that this AFCON has been really well run, and it's just a good spectacle overall. But yeah, thank you. So let's get straight into it. African football is, African sports in general, is the talk of the town lately, right? But people like you have been in this space for a very, very long time. So you've seen sort of like the evolution of football and sports in Africa as a whole, but in particular with Nigeria as well. So just from your perspective, how has the African Cup of Nations, if you look at that first, so how has AFCON evolved over the years in terms of like the talent, the competitiveness, and the global recognition as well?
So if we're looking at the talent, we can see, especially from this Africa Cup of Nations, that in terms of the gap between teams that have traditionally been seen as favorites and teams that have traditionally been seen as minnows or underdogs has really closed. The gap has really closed. So we're actually seeing teams that people might have said or underdogs were actually performing the best in this Africa Cup of Nations. And the football really has been top notch. So it's shown you as well the growth of African football. And I think as well, it's probably credit as well to football federations across Africa who seem to be obviously investing a lot more now that we're seeing it now translating onto the pitch. So that's the football side of things. If we're looking at the eyeballs, the media side of things, what I noticed, especially from the last Africa Cup of Nations 2 years ago in Cameroon, there was a lot more media interest, and especially something like me working, I guess we could say, in the Western mainstream media, I've never seen coverage like this before. And it seems to have carried on in this Africa Cup of Nations. There's something like, 170 broadcasters this time around? Yep. Double, if not more, than the last Africa Cup of Nations. And in terms of sponsors, I think they had about 7 sponsors, CAF said, at the last AFCON, and now they have about 17 sponsors. So we can just see just the growth and how brands really want to invest in the tournament and media houses really wanting to pay attention to what's going on.
Yeah. So I guess can you share any like memorable moments that you can remember or that you've had over, AFCON, African football in general, that stand out to you?
I mean, there have been a couple. I guess my first proper AFCON experience is when I went to watch Nigeria in 2013 in South Africa, and they'd lifted the trophy for the 13th time. That was my first time experiencing an Africa Cup of Nations. So I remember that so vividly, and them winning it in the final against Burkina Faso. So that was with the late, great Stephen Keshi, who was the coach at the time. So that was one of my most memorable ones that I've covered. And I guess this one as well has been quite memorable so far for me. It was really interesting being in the stadium just a few days ago in Yamoussoukro when Ivory Coast, the host nation, knocked out the champions Senegal. So it was a moment in history for me being part of, you know, a country hosting AFCON. And then here they are knocking out the champions. And another one, I guess I would say was in 2021, 2 years ago in Cameroon, when I was in the stadium when the penalties were happening in the final between Senegal and Egypt, Mohamed Salah v. Sadio Mane, both were playing at Liverpool together at that time. And of course, Mane getting that winning penalty and Senegal lifting the trophy for the first time. So there have been some interesting historical moments that I've got to witness, and I'm very lucky in that sense.
No, that's a good point. And again, as I mentioned, you've like been in this space for a very long time. Has there been maybe like a turning point in that for African football, maybe in the perceptions, or maybe just a moment that you feel, okay, things really accelerated or took off? It could be in terms of the attention that's had on African football, or just something that's happened in the African football that you think's raised the levels, and as you mentioned, a lot more federations are investing in football.
Yeah, like I said to you, like the turning point for me was seeing the media coverage of the last Africa Cup of Nations 2 years ago. I'd never seen media having so much interest then. And it came off the back of Ian Wright saying that Africa Cup of Nations was not getting the respect that it deserved. And it just seems like everybody was like wanting to like pay attention. And ever since then, there's been a rise, which we can now see in this Africa Cup of Nations 2 years later, so many more people covering it. So many more journalists are here. CAF have had a record number of media accreditation, 6,000. And it just shows you as well, like the state of African football in terms of talent. Big African players played in this competition. Sadio Mane, Mohamed Salah, Mohamed Kudus, I mean, you can go Victor Osimhen, the current African Football of the Year, et cetera, et cetera. So it just shows you that they can't ignore it anymore, because African players are playing all across Europe and they're like big stars and beyond. Yeah. So it just shows you the talent that Africa has in terms of footballers.
No, that's a good point. I remember, I think it was a post, some of that I saw about, I'm trying to remember, I can't remember quite. But I think we could both agree in terms of there's been a lot more, as you mentioned, a lot more attention to African football and footballers. Because they quote unquote, now that it's cool, you know, looking at Africa and being associated with it. How do you think that, the global attention is there and it's increasing, which is good, but how, what am I trying to say? How is it still seen as, okay, they can actually see the real benefit, or are they just per se maybe jumping on bandwagons? And you have relations with quite a few of the African footballers. How do they perceive things as well at the moment in terms of the tide changing?
I mean, when you speak to like African footballers, even if you watch right now, people are playing, the players, they're playing with passion, heart and soul. Even if we looked at the Democratic Republic of Congo in their match, booking their place against Guinea to the semi-finals, you could just see a pride for their nation, even the supporters. So it's a display of culture. It's a display of your pride for your country, and we can see that being transcending on the pitch. When you're watching the players play now, they are fighting heart and soul. They're battling to the very end, and even the Ivorian players. After knocking out Senegal from the Africa Cup of Nations, they spoke about how it's to restore pride in the nation after losing 4-0 at home to Equatorial Guinea, the biggest home defeat, and they wanted to restore that pride, and they thanked their fans for sticking with them and to please keep sticking with them. Mm. So it's a lot about that, and for them, the Africa Cup of Nations is important. You can even see the fans celebrating. Even I saw in London, Congolese fans dancing on top of cars, when Congo booked their place into the semi-final. So you can see what it means so much for the players here, the supporters here, and it transcends the diaspora as well.
Yeah, no, good point. Hi guys, thanks for tuning into our latest podcast. Help us spread the word by subscribing, liking, and sharing our content across all social platforms.
at ASU Unified and use the hashtag ASUPod to join the conversation. Please do give us a rating on your podcast platform of choice. And if you have any topics you'd like us to discuss, people who you'd like to see join us on the podcast, or simply to stay in touch, send us an email to info@asunified.com.
So obviously your background is in media, excellent work that you do. And you've mentioned in terms of especially the AFCON in Cameroon, the media attention, and especially this one now, there's a lot more media accreditations. It's being broadcast to a much more global audience. But I guess just to understand things from your perspective, right? Things have definitely changed, as you mentioned, but what challenges did you maybe face at the beginning? Like, how has the perceptions changed in the global media space to Africa? I could imagine per se, maybe before, maybe you have something that you want to do or talk about, but not really interested in that per se. So things might have changed to where we are today.
Well, I guess you could see, even for example, some journalists I've even spoken to here, it's maybe getting sponsors, journalists that wanted to cover the Africa Cup of Nations, there might not have been as much interest. So then you wouldn't get brands and sponsors wanting to get involved in helping your brand and helping you to cover it as a journalist. But now you're seeing a lot more brands who are helping to support journalists by sponsoring them to cover the Africa Cup of Nations because there's so much interest in it. Now, in the past, it would maybe just limited to a couple broadcasters that were interested. But now you have so many more broadcasters and so many more brands that are interested in being associated with the Africa Cup of Nations. So in a way, it's good for everybody. It's good for the journalists who want to cover it. It's good for the brands and it's good for the sponsors. So I think that that's been a positive thing in terms of the eyeballs wanting to be involved in with the competition.
Yeah, and obviously we're talking about global. Here in the UK, you have the BBC of Sky, you have beIN Sport Canal, so many involved. But I think it's also important to remember local broadcasters as well and the audience that there is in Africa. Especially, as you said, there's so much opportunities, but engaging grassroots and people on ground who are able to watch sports being played and then hopefully to participate in the long term. So as you are out there at the time, right now, what is the engagement with the local fans in Ivory Coast, but just in general in sports through, you know,
media? No, the engagement with local fans is massive. Yeah. So I mean, as you know, I'm based in the UK, so when I'm in the UK, I watch it on like BBC and Sky. Here, there's a new local broadcaster that launched not too long ago. So all the games are being watched by the fans locally here. You see them doing pre-match analysis and they have like guests in studio post-match analysis. So it's been really great to see the perspective here, how different needs being covered, let's say in the UK or other Western media. And the support here is massive, like incredible. Like the fans are just... they're aware of when the matches are happening. There's traffic on the days of the match, both here and in Yamoussoukro, cars lined up, people wanting to go and watch the game. So there's been really good coverage here in the local media.
No, that's good. I think it's just really encouraging to hear all the attention and traction that comes with AFCON and African football in general. I was going to say this year is 2024. Last year, there was the CAF Awards, right, which you've hosted and held plenty of times before. It is a pivotal event in the calendar. And how much do, like, of course, there's plenty of African players that are playing abroad in Europe, etc. How much do they look forward to coming to such events like that and CAF holding those sorts of events to really highlight and celebrate their own talent?
How much is who looking forward to it, please? Are you talking about footballers or people?
The footballers.
Oh, yeah. I mean, over the past few years, CAF has really made an effort now to incorporate African football legends. So you have more African football legends involved now with CAF and its events than you've ever had before. So even at the CAF Awards, there are several African football legends who were invited by CAF to attend the awards. And a lot of them say they're really grateful now that CAF is actually including former players within CAF. And even here as well, at AFCON here in Abidjan in Côte d'Ivoire, there are African legends as well that CAF has put as ambassadors for the duration of the competition from various African countries.
Oh, that's good. Tournament has been good, obviously, at the time of recording. The tournament has been good so far. I'm really looking forward to, even outside of just AFCON, but really looking forward to see how things continue to develop and evolve with CAF and what they're doing, incorporating former players involved as well. Before we wrap up, just a few more questions in terms of just the global appeal. Obviously, people watching it can see it's on TV, it looks great, etc. And there's other major sporting events on par with CAF, which you've definitely been to and attended. But again, from your experience, what makes AFCON a unique tournament compared to maybe other international competitions?
I think for the Africa Cup of Nations, one of the many things are the surprises. Always expect the unexpected at the Africa Cup of Nations. So, for example, Morocco, first African country to reach the semifinals of a World Cup, but yet they come here at the Africa Cup of Nations, and you know they're knocked out by South Africa, and South Africa were not seen as one of the favorites coming into the quarterfinal match. So it just shows like how AFCON can humble you. Everybody's really playing their heart and soul and passion for their nation. So you cannot expect that the favorites will necessarily be the favorites, as we've seen in this AFCON. There have been so many surprise results, and all the favorites pretty much were knocked out. Yeah. The top five FIFA teams already been knocked out before even reaching the semifinals. So I think that's the beauty of the Africa Cup of Nations. For me, mixed in with the sights and sounds of seeing the fans, what it means to like host nations and fans of nations that have traveled to support their countries, and just the joy and ecstasy in the stadium when their teams have scored.
Yeah. And I guess as well, like, it's just a unique tournament, as you already mentioned. How do you think, with AFCON in particular, how do you think AFCON can maybe capitalize on this new, well, not new, but this global appeal now and attention on the tournament, not just for the tournament itself, but also for maybe local players who are playing in the competition, in the tournament?
I think they already have been capitalizing on it. Like I mentioned, they've got the most amount of sponsors, record amount of sponsors this time than they've ever had. And as well, they launched the African Football League, as I'm sure you know, just a few months ago. And it's going to be yearly. And they say, of course, to invest as well to help with the domestic league, leagues across Africa. So I guess having all these competitions that they're putting in place and having these sponsors is a way that you can as well help to grow the game. So as I said, having the African Football League, that's a domestic competition, right? So if you want to be good on the national level, you have to really invest domestically. So federations then now can hopefully start investing properly at the grassroots levels, not just in the men's sport, but in the women's sport as well. We've seen growth, and really just keep on with that momentum.
No, wonderful. Mimi, thank you so much for your time. Really, really appreciate it. Thanks for sharing your insight. So thanks now. Have a good day. I'll let you get on with things.
Thank you, Gabriel. Have a good one back in London.
Well, there we have it. My conversation with Mimi Fawaz. Extremely insightful, extremely engaging. Again, hearing what's from someone who's actually on ground and has experience such as Mimi, to hear the growth of the competition and football in Africa. Again, encouraging to hear and encouraging to see. The plan is, and we hope that it continues to go in that same trajectory, where more can be done, not just with AFCON, but also with more domestic competitions, as Mimi said in the episode. So once again, thank you all for joining. As always, please engage with us. Let us know your thoughts on today's podcast and what was discussed. As always, best way to keep engaged with us is to subscribe to our newsletter to know what's happening and what's going on. You can also follow us on social media. Don't forget to give us a rating and follow us on Apple and Spotify for our podcast. And again, our AFCON overview report is still available to download. So if you want to have a look at that if you haven't done so already, then there's a link in the description to do so. But that's enough from me from this episode. Take care and have a wonderful day.